This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
All right, so Steve, before you get to your closing remarks, we know that you and Charlemagne are friends, right? And you're like a mentor to him. He looks up to you. Well, today, Charlemagne is sitting down with Vice President Kamala Harris. It's going to be 5 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be live from Detroit. They're going to have an audio town hall meeting. Listeners across the country will be able to call in, ask the vice president and the Democratic nominee questions via the talkback feature on iHeartRadio. So make sure if you want to hear this, you download the free iHeartRadio app. You can click on the microphone icon on your favorite iHeartRadio station and record your question and hit send. Okay.
That's nice,
Steve.
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Charlemagne is a good guy, man. I'm really proud of all these cats in radio, man, for taking the stand that they've taken during this election. Ricky Smiley, D.L. Hughley, yeah. Charlemagne, us. You know, we've really taken the banner and done our part in this.
Yeah.
You know, in spite of the naysayers, which are not important to me, you know, listen to me, y'all. Whenever you make the decision to do better, to do right, to improve, or to accomplish, prepare yourself for the naysayers, for the haters, for the negativity. I don't know why it's at the level that it's at right now, especially amongst ourselves as blacks, but you have got to learn how to let this stuff roll off your back. And I'm talking to myself with this closing remark also. You have got to stay focused on the task at hand. The naysayers are coming. You know, whenever God is doing something for you, you have to understand the devil sees it. And sometimes the devil sees more in you than you see in yourself. Because the devil knows that God's plan for you is to prosper you. He knows that. And it is his job, and I say this all the time, his number one job is to rob you of your destiny, is to make you not get to be what God has for you. And part of it right now is social media. It is alarming the way it's used, man. And it is used a lot of the times by us, against us. It is sickening to what it has become. And there's nothing I can do about it. But it's something you can do about it, though. You can keep yourself moving forward by ignoring the business of social media. It's predominantly negative. Even if you try, man, I don't care what you do. You can post a picture of a newborn baby and say congratulations to the Walker family on the birth of their new baby. Somebody got something negative to say about the baby. So that ain't they baby. They just be going. That baby ugly. What's the matter with whose baby? I don't know why we always talking about them. What, man, you can't do that. I don't care what you post. President Obama came out talking to black men about getting out supporting Kamala Harris. We had the nerve to have black women, some black women, come on these shows talking about he doesn't have the right to talk to black men. First of all, you ain't a black man. The black dudes didn't have a problem with Obama because we knew who he was talking to and what he was talking about, and we knew where it was coming from. It was coming from a place of pride and dignity in knowing who we are. And he didn't exclude himself from being one of us. He kept saying we. He kept saying we. Not y'all. He kept saying we. You know why? Because he knows he's one of us. It's amazing, man, how we do this. Y'all, stay the course. Stay on your path. Stay on track. Don't let these naysayers and haters get to you. I had to talk to a good friend of mine who's famous too. And something had happened online. They was just eating him up. And he called me. He said, man, I don't understand this, man. It's so crazy, man. I mean, he was actually going through some depression about it. I had to grab him and say, hold up, man. Listen to me. Do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? See, you got to keep that in mind, that you are a child of God, that you are a creation by God. And when the devil sent his imps for you, you are not over here by yourself. God made you and created you and created this path for you. And your path is very, very unique. I don't know no people that's traveled the exact same path. I know a lot of people. I know some similarities, but I don't know nobody that had the exact same path. Stay the course. You're going to be fine. You just got to stop with the allowing the haters to do what they do. Even when they mask it and try to make it sound like they pulling y'all's coat. People get on these podcasts talking about, I'm a truth teller. I'm just going to tell you the truth. And then they mask some of their little truth with a whole bunch of lies. Or it's just lies spun so well that it sounds like truth. Do you know, man, and every woman in here can attest to this, you've all been lied to by a man that made it sound so good, it sounded believable, didn't it? Well, don't you think them the same dudes can lie about other things too? Be careful out there, y'all. Know who you are, but more importantly, know whose you are. You are a child of God. And with that, that comes a level of protection if you allow him. And the best way to let him protect you is to sometimes you just got to be still and let them say what they gonna say. Because if you give it 48 hours, they're going to be on to something else anyway. It's just the way it works, man. Just keep your mouth closed and stay on the wall. And remember whose you are. God.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.